You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Todd and Todd live in New York. Life Science Connect Radio on location, direct from Interphex, day two. Todd, gosh, we're almost halfway through day one already. I can't believe how fast it's going, and we're having a great time so far.
Not only is the day going fast, you can figure the pulse of this place is starting to pick up speed
a little bit.
There's getting more
exciting.
And more people. There's conversations going on all over the place around us. This is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, having a good time. All right, well, our next guest promises to be just as exciting. Say hello to Oliver Stauffer. He is the COO of PTI Inspection Systems. Oliver, welcome to the show.
Well, Todd and Todd, thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure is ours, Oliver. I assure you, before we get into our conversation, take just a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
All right. Well, I've been with PTI for over 10 years, and during that time, I've had just a vast amount of experience with package integrity testing, package quality, in a variety of industries, dealing with a range of new package developments, too, as the industry progresses. My background is in science, and I certainly take a very scientific approach to the work that we do and what we bring to the industry. So we always aim to bring nothing but true science, show the real data, and that's what we really rely on. So that's my background, and that's what we focus on.
Outstanding. Well, PTI Inspection Systems, give us the 10,000-foot view. What do? How do you serve your market?
So PTI Inspection Systems, we manufacture non-destructive quantitative test solutions for package integrity testing, and we really focus on reliable quantitative solutions. We focus on providing the most sensitive and reliable test systems, always bringing new sensory technologies to the market, and we are always developing new technologies. We have a few patents, at least one patent for every two employees, and so we're really at the leading edge of quality control and inspection systems.
One patent for every two employees?
Todd, you and I, just for the record, we have no patent.
Yeah,
so you know.
I thought about a patent once. Does that count for anything?
Yeah.
Container closure integrity. It's a heck of a big issue. You hear a lot about it. Give us some background on why it's so important.
All right, so container closure integrity, it's also known as CCI. It is basically, it's one of the most important or hot button issues in the industry because it is one of the leading quality control issues that you see that's process related in the market. So CCI is a very important issue, especially in the life sciences space where many of the solutions or products are injectables or parenteral products. And if you have a CCIT issue on any product that's an injectable, geez, you're injecting someone with a microbial soup. So the risk is extremely high. The relevancy of that space is so important right now to the industry because quality is just, there's no compromise on quality. That's
to
true.
A manufacturer who's striving to achieve a high quality standard, what are the biggest obstacles that they're facing?
So certainly what we see in the industry is always new product developments, new package delivery systems. And so with every new package delivery system, there are unique interfaces, so like a prefilled syringe. It's a new delivery system. It's been around for some time, but they're still figuring out the best way to assure quality on these products. And so as these delivery systems become more complex or as you use EpiPens or these sort of single-use solutions, you're going to have a lot more difficulty in assuring quality. So that's definitely one thing. But the industry is stuck a little bit in using old and traditional methods that just seem sort of simple, but they don't solve the problem. They don't give reliable data. They're not sensitive enough. And so that's one of the areas that is so important is to have the industry shift to more reliable and quantitative solutions.
Well, you've used the word quantitative in one form or another probably five or six times already in true science, and I get all that. Give us another level of detail. What exactly are you doing mm-hmm. with the data? What kind of analysis is coming out the back end that's valuable to me, the customer?
Okay, yeah. So right now, some of the common test methods, if we look at those, like the dye test, you might put a product in the blue dye bath and run a dye test, and it will tell you either pass or fail. You might see blue dye, you might not, but it's subjective. You're just looking at it as a human being, and it's relying on you to use your judgment. But unfortunately, human judgment is exactly, you know, it's sort of this gray area, it's this gray space. And if you have a test method that's quantitative, that's looking at a test result, so vacuum decay, we pull vacuum on the product and monitor that vacuum level, and we're giving you a distinct quantitative result that shows you whether this product is leaking or not. And that quantitative number, then you can apply real statistics to it, you can use Six Sigma principles to evaluate the test method, evaluate your product, and have a much higher level of assurance. If you're just using pass or fail, or these blue dye methods that are very subjective and, you know, using human, just sort of human judgment, you're risking that level of assurance, and you're injecting people with these products. So it's about assurance. You want the highest level of assurance. That's what it takes.
Todd, I suspect you and I were both struck by his strong emphasis on the scientific approach.
Right.
And I mean, you've emphasized it emphatically, and it is striking. It almost, I imagine every organization that's talking about this probably says that. Mm-hmm. It probably says it on the brochure, but I get the sense that that's a real bigger cultural push on the organization. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the whole industry and every organization, these are juggernauts. And so just saying, okay, now we're going to switch a method, it's very difficult to just sort of shift and change, and that's something that's happening slowly. But the USP, or United States Pharmacopeia, they're coming out with TR-27. It's a technical report, and it's identifying specific methods as either probabilistic, sort of, you know, it's using judgment, or it's using some sort of, you know, there's a probability that you would detect something, and methods that are deterministic, that actually definitively tell you this is what it is. And it gives you a factual statement or factual information as to the quality of the product. And so the FDA is shifting, the whole industry is shifting to addressing this space of, you know, shifting subjective methods to quantifiable, more reliable methods.
Well, are there other common themes coming out of the FDA? The FDA, for example.
Well, I think that certainly more testing is needed. So the FDA is always looking for more testing, hard data. They're looking for reasons why you are using certain methods, or why you are suggesting that a certain test is appropriate for your product. So if you are doing a CCI method, or for a vial or syringe, the FDA wants to know, well, why did you suggest that this is the right test method for your product? And you have to justify that. And when it comes down to parenterals, only the most sensitive and reliable solutions are really holding up to muster. And so that's something that's extremely important. The FDA has a keen eye on the data that's being produced, on the methods that are being used.
All right, so let's summarize here. When you're choosing a path for integrity testing, review what the important factors are that we should be considering when making that important decision.
Yeah. You know, this is the pharmaceutical space, so there's a variety of applications from the injectables to actual tablets and capsules, right? And the most important thing is to really start with a definition or understanding as to what is important for your product. So let's look at tablets and capsules. If you're packaging it in a cold form blister package, there's a reason for that. It's moisture and oxygen sensitive. And so that's something that needs a test method that is moisture and oxygen sensitive, or testing down to that level. So define or understand what it is that you need to test to. Once you've established that, only then can you actually launch or deploy a test method that's going to serve your needs. So define and then identify a method that will measure the quality or the product that you need to find, right?
Interfex. No small investment in time and effort to be here?
Definitely not, no.
Why are you here? What do you expect to learn? What do you expect to get out of the show?
There are some new faces. You're always meeting new people, but I always love the great conversations with people we know from industry coming in, always looking for the new ideas, new concepts, or sharing some of their experiences. So it's really about all the conversations that we're having with people, not just the business cards that you collect through the day. It's some great people here on the show floor.
When we chat with you again, probably maybe Interfex 15, 16, what will be some things we'll be talking about? What are the hot trends we should be keeping an eye on?
in our space, it's always about new sensory technologies, new developments in test methods. And so every year we are developing new sensory technologies, and who knows what's going to be next down the road, whether it's thermography, tomography, or other sensory technologies. So that's really what we should be looking for. And it's about reliable test methodology. If you don't have a reliable test method, you don't have a test method. And that's, we're always striving for that.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Oliver, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about PTI Inspection Systems?
To learn more about PTI Inspection Systems, you can visit our website at www.ptiusa.com. And certainly we are, you know, out there in the interwebs, and you can get a hold of me at PTI anytime as well. But, you know, we're certainly out there always looking for new solutions, new applications. And if you have any questions, just feel free to give us a call.
Oliver Stauffer, the Chief Operating Officer with PTI Inspection Systems. Oliver, it was great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
All right, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Oliver Stauffer, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio. We'll be right back.